Moving on, we have a then and now certificate from a wrestling sectional tournament where a payment back to OHSSA was missed. We have, F is an interesting one, and I want to make sure that I delineate this here. F is a, we're asking for a GMP number four with ICON for up to $110,000. This is not for the elementary building project, okay? We have an issue at our PAC with the HVAC system. We've had an issue for the past dozen years or so with the HVAC system at the PAC that has been a costly issue of really going back to, now there's just better ways to design the HVAC system. Mr. Kosovar has worked with our architect and with Thorson Baker engineering firm to redesign the HVAC system to put some protections in place so that we're not blowing units, you know, one, two, three a year out of only six units to where we've been replacing them almost on a nonstop basis. It will put in some protections to protect it from electricity issues, spikes, surges and spikes, things like that. It also puts it, some protections in place so that if one unit goes bad, it won't have a direct impact on the other units that are involved. They'll each be segmented so that if one goes bad and you know, not blows up, but starts to put spoil in the system, it won't contaminate the rest of them. So this is not a full replacement of the HVAC system, but it's a reworking, a redesign, and then new all new compressors, but the air handler would be the same, duct work is all this, I mean, all of those types of things. It's replacing the compressors and redesigning how they function and doing some retubing, things like that. The reason we're asking to put it under ICON's contract is at this price point, there are really two ways that we can do this project. One is by going out to formal bid, okay? And a formal bid is going to take somewhere between 4 and 6 weeks. We put it in the newspaper for 4 weeks. We have bid opening, we have reviews, all of those types of things. And then we assign the contract, and now it gets ordered. Lead time on these products are 4 to 6 weeks or so. We'd be looking at September, October of installing and doing the work here, which we feel is a little too late. We'd like to have it done over the summer here. The other way that we can do it is because we have a contract with ICON right now under the construction manager at risk, we are legally allowed to add on to their contract. And they then take on this portion of the work overseeing the project. We've had conversations with ICON that this will not impact the elementary project in any way. It's not taking time away from the elementary project or anything like that. It's just allowing it to go under their contract for them to oversee it, for it to be installed, and then they've already, on our request, bid it already. They have a much shorter time period. They're not legally obligated to the 4 week time period. You know, they've already bid it out. It looks like the project would come in under the $110,000, closer to $100,000, but this would allow us to sign that GMP once it's all finalized, if the board's okay with it. Moving on to G, we have our annual insurance policy for the district. There's really no major changes to this. This is our transportation fleet liability property insurance that we have for the district. No changes to the liability limits. The increase in the cost, I think, was $1,500 so $1,500 increase in the annual cost. And really that's tied to, we've added the new elementary school to our policy, okay? We have not removed the four other elementaries. We've removed those down, we've removed the value down to about $400,000 a building or tear down value. In case something catastrophic would happen at one of the buildings, we would have enough insurance money to cover a, you know, a tear down of the building to make sure it's addressed. But we're not carrying any other insurance value other than really tear down value on each of those four buildings.
And we're still covered on like liability type stuff.
Correct.
Yeah, in case something would happen on the property or stuff like that, sure. But for the building value itself, we're bringing that down. And then I've got two more here. One, H, is a payment in lieu of transportation. These are for students who were deemed impractical for last school year. While we've had conversations about doing something for the upcoming school year, this would be for last school year, okay? And this would be for the students who qualified for payment in lieu of and turned in all the proper paperwork to do so. So we have those payments on there. I would ask the board's formal approval on that. And then the last one I have is an agreement with Blue Technologies. So we're looking at, Mr. Kosovar was, in his due diligence, went out and did a RFP or RFQ for a new copier services contract. We're currently with a company called ComDoc and have been for a little bit of time. He went out and did this request for proposals, and we received a number of proposals back. We've reviewed them in extent. We've met with this company, Blue Technologies. I believe Mr. Kosovar has also met with ComDoc and another company as well. And the recommendation is to move forward with Blue Technologies. This would replace all of the copiers in the district. We're also looking at adding a program called PaperCut, which will help give better insight into our copying and printing, and hopefully over the long term reduce some of our copying and printing. And often, depending on how we use it, it can give us some flexibility of making sure things aren't printed unnecessarily, and track some of those things to make sure that we can hopefully try to reduce some of the printing over the long term. We're also looking at adding a visitor security system under this contract at the elementary school, so that when people walk in, they would scan their driver's license, I believe is what it is. It does a check against different state databases, like the state sex offender database, so that, and prints a badge for them, so that we have a little bit more insight on who's coming into our building and being allowed to walk into our through our building. So we'd put this under the contract here. The really good news is, based on, you know, the price of copiers have gone down over the past 5 years. So when we look at the contract we were under to this new contract, it's about half price on an annual basis. So it's a pretty significant savings for us. We're working through all the final details, but I am asking permission from the board to allow Scott and I to enter into this contract once it's been fully reviewed by our attorneys. That's all that I have there. If it does please the board, I would recommend that we combine 5C through 5I.
Is there a motion to approve Treasurer's recommendations 5C through 5I?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
I really appreciated, I know in Scott's update last week, he really gave us a lot of the details on the printing contract, and it really does make sense. I know that there was a little bit of concern about, gosh, with the new scanning device to scan volunteers as they come in, that might be perceived, you know, negatively by some, but I think overwhelmingly it's going to be positive. I think that that's something that our parents really are, in, you know, really want to know, that their children are safe. Yeah. And that is just another piece that makes it really quick, that they don't have to wait in line. They can just boom, do that, and it doesn't take time away from the secretary's duties either.
Correct. You know, it's really a kiosk they use on their own. Again, you know, this doesn't lock us in long term on it. This is it's called Schoolgate Guardian. We would do it separate from our 5-year contract, mm-hmm. but it allows for that security. And you know, if it works well, we can expand it. If it doesn't work well, mm-hmm. We can look at other options, mm-hmm. or move in another direction.
So. Yeah, I like that.
From what you mentioned, it sounded like it's something that you're still determining whether or not, or this is a system that you believe will be put in place.
No, and I apologize. This is a system that we would put in place. We've nailed out all of the pricing details. All of that's laid out. Right now, we're waiting on attorney reviews of the formal contract. There's just contracts like this we send through our attorney just to make sure there's nothing that would catch us, especially over a 5-year period.
And this system is just one more layer of protection for our students and our families and our staff.
We believe it to be, yes.
Anything else? Roll call.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We are going to move on to the superintendent's recommendation.
As you can see, Dr. Goggin is not here. I hope he's enjoying his vacation time with his family. So to give the overview, essentially it's been a pretty busy summer with instructional programming or summer programming, planning for next year, the construction project, as well as our consolidation of the four elementaries into the new Westlake Elementary. So I am going to go ahead and move forward with 6A, which is gifts and donations. Of course, we want to recognize the people that donate to the district. The first one is Bigby Coffee, Mr. Mo Sharara. He donated the cost of beverages, advertising, and collected proceeds for the choir at Westlake High School. Tony Cipollone donated picture frames to the athletic department at Westlake High School for the annual award recipients. Matthew and Kristen Daly donated $200 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund at Westlake High School. Dean's Greenhouse donated flowers to the Key Club at Westlake High School so they could put the flowers on the flower box at Hilliard Boulevard. And our last donation is Mark Sarna, donated $500 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund at Westlake High School. So at this time, I would like to ask the board, would it be okay if we voted on this separately?
Absolutely. Is there a motion to approve the superintendent's recommendation 6A?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Thanks to everyone for making those contributions to the district. Mm-hmm. I'm sure all the clubs and everyone appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm sure the high schools definitely appreciates it.
Mm-hmm. Roll call.
Finucane?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, the next items were covered in most of the reports. The first one is 6B, which is the recommendation for a two-year renewal of Doug Warnke's contract. This week, Mr. Warnke met with Paul, Brady, and Todd to kind of recommend the best structure for the contract. As you know, he has a unique position and does such a nice job not only running the PAC, but also supporting outside organizations and in internal programs. 6C is a resolution to hire Jeff Short using Title I federal funds. Mr. Short will be hired as a math teacher with a 0.6 FTE at Dover Intermediate. And again, those are Title I federal funds for next year. 6D, we're also recommending hiring Mrs. Barbara Hall to become the new receptionist at the Westlake Elementary. In our previous elementary structure, families were greeted by the main office secretaries, but in the new building, those secretaries were going to greet students in each house. And so this new receptionist position will basically be the first person that our visitors meet, so it's very critical that we have the right person in that position. We're very fortunate to have Mrs. Hall joining our team. She graduated from Iona College, I believe, in New York with a degree in international business and economics. She is active in the PTA. Her children have graduated from Westlake mm-hmm. High School, mm-hmm. and she currently runs the office. I think it is, my notes are correct, St. Clarence Church in North Olmsted. So we're really excited to have her as part of our Westlake family. 6E, Mr. Hopkins already kind of referenced. So we have a recommendation to recall four classified staff members. And if you remember, in March, we had a reduction in force of eight classified staff members. Through resignations or attrition, we were able to bring four classified employees back, which is a great benefit as we plan for next year. 6F is a recommendation to hire two Title I summer school teachers and then three substitute teachers as needed. This program is currently running at Hilliard Elementary, and Mr. Damian Heddings oversees that program. It'll wrap up in the next few weeks. 6G through 6J are essentially all recommendations from the Department of Pupil Services. 6G is a recommendation to hire staff members at the curriculum rate to support our students with disabilities. They'll help develop IEPs as well as participate in ETRs as needed. And this is required under IDEA, which is the federal law governing special education. So timelines don't really count anymore. So essentially summer and holiday breaks don't impact what our requirements are to support our students with disabilities. 6H is a recommendation to approve home instructors. 6I is a recommendation to approve extended school year for preschool. 6J is a recommendation to approve contracts and purchase service agreements for Kids Link and ABA Behavioral. And I connected with Mrs. Morgan via text. She said that Kids Link is essentially a team of professionals to address the total needs of children with disabilities that have a variety of neurological and psychological diagnoses. The ABA Behavioral is a system of treatment for students with autism. Am I going too fast?
No, you're doing great.
All right, 6K is a recommendation to approve summer employment for transportation staff. 6L is a recommendation to approve supplemental contracts for the 2018-19 school year. This was an oversight. The contract obligations have already been fulfilled, but they were never added to the board agendas. 6M is looking forward to next year. There's a recommendation to approve supplemental contracts for various athletic programs. And as you can see at the bottom of that list, there are a number of volunteers. A special thanks to Mr. Cipollone for putting this together. 6N, recommending two summer technology interns who are going to be helping the technology department with various projects across the district. 6O is a recommendation to hire a student worker at the PAC. 6P is a resolution to approve the WDAB MOU. I'm going to go ahead and ask Mr. Hopkins to explain this a little bit.
Certainly. So annually we have an MOU or an agreement with WDAB where they sell like season passes as part of a fundraising effort for WDAB. This is just a formal agreement that gets laid out in between the school district and WDAB. Essentially it says that, you know, all the money that they collect on the season pass sales, they end up donating back to the district, either in cash or in-kind donations back to the district. So it benefits them as they build their membership. It allows us to have the benefit of those that money anyways by having those donations. We have a great partnership with WDAB. They've been very, very supportive of our school district, allowing us to do a number of great activities within the athletics. But this is a standard agreement that we've had over the past several years.
6Q is a resolution to approve the University of Cincinnati Athletic Training Affiliation Agreement. And as you can see, the agreement permits a student from the University of Cincinnati to work alongside our athletic trainer in order for them to become a licensed athletic trainer. So just part of the programming, sort of like we have student teachers. It's a requirement. And then there are three amendments, 6R to 6T. These items were on the previous agendas, and there were some errors. So Dan LaRocco is not going to be running the basketball camps this summer. So that would be Mr. Jeff Huber. So if it pleases the board, I'd like to take a vote on the recommendations for 6B to 6T. Do you have any questions?
Any questions before we call for a motion? Is there a motion to approve the superintendent's recommendations?
6B through
6T. Thank you.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. There's a lot there, so take your time.
Yeah, I just had one question, Todd, for you. How did the partnership with University of Cincinnati come about? I mean, that sounds like a wonderful thing.
You know, to be honest, I don't have a whole lot of information on the University of Cincinnati one. I don't know, Brady, if you were involved in that at all. I believe we were approached by a student who was looking to do their internship.
Okay.
So this is just a formal agreement for a very similar to, like Ms. Maxwell mm-hmm. had referenced to like student teachers, mm-hmm. to where we have partnerships with colleges for student mm-hmm. teachers. We were approached by a student who would like to do their internship here, so this allows
wonderful.
Them to get their
maybe
credit
a local
in, and things
correct.
Like that.
They probably live at home.
Probably
yeah.
living.
Okay.
Thank you. That's the only question I have.
And we do have a very good trainer in Seth.
We do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Name one more time.
Seth.
Seth. Any other questions?
No.
Okay, roll call.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, we have our second hearing of the public. If anyone would like to address the board, raise your hand. Let them know that you will be approaching the board. Seeing none, I'm going to move on to board comments.
I don't really have anything.
Looking forward to the school being done, all the construction on Center Ridge.
Along those lines, I believe you're leading a tour today?
I am at 2 o'clock. I have a scheduled tour to go through. We're actually at this point in the project, and it's not a negative, and I just want to preface that. It's not a negative. But we have our attorney involved through these last few meetings, as we really are in our crunch time. Mm-hmm. So he's been involved in our monthly construction meetings very much at the beginning of the project, mm-hmm. Then kind of took a hiatus as things were rolling along. Mm-hmm. Then as we close things up, he's involved again. So mm-hmm. I'm actually doing a 2 o'clock walkthrough with him. If any of you would like to join me, you're welcome to do so. But he'll walk through with us, and then we have our meeting, not next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. I think it's the 8th or 9th. Yeah, the 9th.
Wonderful. All right. And we are still on time and on budget.
You know, we're working through, and I know some of the board members have been involved in our construction meetings. Mm-hmm. You know, we're very, very close to our original time frame. We're not, mm-hmm. you know, there's not talk of pushing back school or anything like that. Let's all get that out in the open, okay?
Yeah.
That's not what it's about, okay?
Yeah.
You know, we're right now is the majority of the building is scheduled to be handed over on July 31st. We have allowed them... The preschool and kindergarten wing, which if you, in our walkthroughs that we've worked through, we've kind of built the building going from west to east.
Mm-hmm.
So we started, you know, if you walk through today, you're going to see the third and fourth grade wing being, you know, more completed or most mm-hmm. completed than the first and second one, you know, in between. And then the pre-K and K is the one that mm-hmm. Is a little behind the other ones. And that's been designed the whole way through. As that's been, it's only one story, it's just an easier build than the other ones have been. So we've allowed them through, I think we said August 12th.
Right.
Is that August 12th? So, you know, we're very much on pace, and we're very comfortable where things are laid out by their plan right now.
Awesome. That's wonderful. And then I've seen a couple of communications from Kim. Bonfessuto just about the save the day for the ribbon cutting, so I love that we're getting that date out there, and that's going to be very exciting.
It's very exciting. We're in our crunch time right now, and we're gonna pull it through, you know. But it will be. I agree with you. Once all the construction's done, you know, and that's not just on Center Ridge; it's on every other street that's around Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, we'll all feel better.
Mm-hmm. So. Kudos to Mr. Hopkins, Dr. Goddard, Mr. Kosovar. It's a lot of work, mm-hmm. as you can imagine. So.
And having the regular day to day.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. So, appreciate that.
Well, I do have one question. Dave, how is the progress with the move? So I'm assuming that all the teachers have a great
yep.
system with your tags and the labels
yep.
and the color coding.
So in the four elementary buildings, all the teachers are tagged, all
mm-hmm.
the boxes and items that are going over to the new building are tagged. Our staff have moved all the materials into one or two locations in the building. It'll either be the gymnasium, the cafeteria, or maybe an adjoining room next to it. So on July 8th, our movers will go to Dover Elementary first. I'll have about 20 of our summer workers there to augment the labor force, and we'll start mm-hmm. moving the boxes and materials into trailers. We'll go from Dover Elementary to Bassett to Hillier, and or to Holly Lane, then to Hillier. Once they're in the trailers, they'll sit there. We'll either move it on the new elementary site or possibly keep it in the parking lot of the respective elementaries. And then on July 29th, we'll all move the materials from those trailers into the building. We're estimating about 4 days to move, 3 days, 4 days to move out of the elementaries, and about a week, you know, 5 days, maybe six to move into the new building. Because our staff won't know where the rooms are,
mm-hmm.
it's two floors, it'd just be a little bit longer. But yeah, so by the end of the first week of August, we should have all the materials in the rooms and waiting for our staff to arrive. I'll have some summer help with the staff members to help put things away.
Great. Thank you.
Do you have any concern that for some of those trailers, they may end up sitting there for like 3 or 4 days if there's any items in there that could be susceptible to it?
Yeah, you know, we looked at that, and actually, you know, our target was the third or fourth week of June here to move out of the buildings.
Yeah.
So I've been pushing that back as much as I could. We had to land on a date for the movers, so I tried to give enough time. You know, our experience with a high school, middle school move, material sat in the trailers for about a month, about 4 weeks, 40-some tractor trailer loads. Didn't have any materials that were damaged. I know the elementary schools have a lot more crayons and things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll keep an eye on that. And if we need to replace things, obviously we will. But yeah, we've been kind of watching that. Of course, when we move, I'm sure it's going to be, you know, yeah, 110 degrees outside. And, you know, that's just how that goes, right?
Yeah. We've asked the teachers not to pack their tech,
yeah,
so
okay,
that should not be in those boxes in the trailer. It doesn't mean some won't be, but mm-hmm, it shouldn't be.
I know we've been very fortunate when it's come to security at the new mm-hmm building. Mm-hmm. I think about those trailers as well. We have a good partnership with the city,
right?
And I believe we've continued to keep them in the loop when it's come to our plans and
yes,
ongoing patrols and those types of things.
And I talked with our movers. You know, the trailers, when we have them, are going to be in a very obvious place around the front of the building in our current elementary schools. I don't want to have them hiding behind the building somewhere where kids could get at them. They are going to be locked up. We do have locks for them. So we will be having rounds with our maintenance staff as well to make sure that both the buildings themselves and the trailers moving materials are going to be okay.
I think about, we all get many questions on the new construction and excited residents. I know that as we drive by on a daily basis, we see significant daily progress, which is fun to see. And if I have that opportunity, I may join you today at 2 o'clock. I'll just take time today.
They will be pouring a lot of concrete today.
Yes.
A lot.
I'll bring you my big boots.
I can't print it.
Yeah.
Don't fall down, Joe. We may leave you behind.
I know that you've received copies of the revamped, retooled Westlake City Schools Educational Foundation, and thanks to Mr. Hopkins for continuing that process, and Mr. Chess Suffner for helping us with that document. I know myself and Dr. Goggin are at the stage now where we're starting to build that board, again with your input from the last meetings, and just to let you know that we're moving forward on that.
That's
I'll have
awesome
some more to report the next time we get together.
All right.
It's fun to see. So
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Any other board comments or board items? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
To adjourn at 9:58 a.m. Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.